Good evening. Welcome to ShareResilience.com. Now we begin by acknowledging and thanking our host, Jake Weinman, the one and only Jake Weinman. And we always like to take this opportunity to express our deep hakaras hatov for his tireless efforts on behalf of all of us here who benefit from his constant passion and supervision of this wonderful program to make sure that we learn the Hasmada every night of the week, 10 to 10, and many other multifaceted and exceptional programs that he provides for us, as well as to the other of his team, Eli Neiman and Rabbi Plotzke, and a whole other collection of many very special devoted people. We thank them very much. Likewise, I want to thank Mitch Green for his tireless efforts to ensure that everything works perfectly smooth and well in this wonderful program. I had the great merit of meeting with him this week. Very wonderful experience. And again, we're always very appreciative to him and to the entire team. Special shout out to all the Rabbanim, the Chashanah Rabbanim as well, to all the people that make this wonderful experience pleasurable. Tonight we dedicate our shul l'zecher l'ilui nishmas Manish Yitzchak ben Aryeh, may his neshama have an aliyah. We thank our sponsor. And likewise, we want to take this opportunity to be mevakesh that in the zechus of the learning tonight, Hashem bring a refuah shleima to Zahara Rina Bas Elisheva Chana, a 7-year-old burn victim who is currently in the ICU. May this young girl have a refuah shleima very soon. Again, Zahara Rina Bas Elisheva Chana. Tonight we begin with Parshas Kisavai, and I'd like to discuss something about Parshas Kisavai which relates to Rosh Hashanah. Let me get a little bit of a short delay here. I'm sorry. Okay. Let's discuss the pasuk in this week's parasha, Parashas Kisavai, that deals with the topic of redemption. Parashas Nitzavim, we have double header this week, Parashas Nitzavim Vayelech, and Parashas Nitzavim, the beginning of the fourth Aliyah. Fourth Aliyah in the parasha itself. Pasuk says, Vayoki Yavohu Alecha Kol HaDvarim Ve'ele HaBracha V'HaKlala Asher Nosati L'Fonecha that I have given to you V'Hashem Yisrael L'Lecha B'Chol HaGoyim Asher Hidichacho Hashem L'Kecha Shama. Pasuk over here mentions that there's going to be blessing, there's going to be bracha, there's going to be not bracha, and it will come upon the Jewish people when they find themselves in exile. And we will at one point in time reflect and acknowledge that the blessing, the bracha and the klola have come upon us, and we will reflect, we will take it to heart with all of our hearts while we find ourselves dispersed among the nations in Golis. And then the pasuk goes on to say, "V'shavta, we're going to do teshuvah ad Hashem Elokecha v'shamata b'koloi k'chol ha'shanochi mitzavcha ayoyim ato v'necha l'chol l'vavu l'chol nafshecha." And then we come to the next pasuk, the pasuk we want to focus on, and that's the words, "V'shav Hashem Elokecha shavusecha." Hashem will be shav, your shavusecha, your captivity, v'richamecha, and will have mercy upon you. The shav, he will return, v'kibetzcha, and he will gather you mikol ha'amin, asher hefitzcha Hashem Elokecha shama. And this pasuk that I've just read, it's the third pasuk in Perek Lamed, and it's a very difficult pasuk to translate. The topic again over here is, it's the end of days, according to the simple reading of the Chumash. It's the time of the end of days, and we're touching upon the Zman of the coming of Mashiach. It has come upon us, bracha klala, we are reflecting, we are taking to heart, and we are returning to Hashem with Yiras Shamayim and doing Hashem's will, mitzvahs, and Torah. And then Hashem says, now is the time of redemption, v'shav. And a loose translation of the pasuk reads, Hashem will then restore, will bring about our redemption, Hashem Elokecha, as shavusecha, your captives, which basically, according to the Targum, it means the Jewish people. When the Jewish people find themselves in exile, living amongst the nations of the world, we are in essence captives. Hashem will lift us up, will take us out of our captivity, v'richanecha, and he will bring upon us, show us mercy. And then the pasuk repeats itself. V'shav, Hashem will restore, will return us, v'kibetzecha, will gather us, mikol ho'amim, from all of the nations, asher, hefitzecha Hashem elokecha shama, which Hashem has dispersed us there, out there in the world. So this pasuk here, one of the things that we have to deal with in this pasuk is, the pasuk is telling us that Hashem is going to bring about redemption. He's going to restore our captive and show us mercy, and he's going to restore and return and collect us from all the nations which he has dispersed us. Now the question, there is a, Rashi picks up upon this, is that there appears to be a grammatical difficulty in this pasuk. Because the pasuk here is telling us that Hashem is going to collect the Jewish people. And the correct word would be the heshiv. Hashem will restore, will return us to the Jewish land. Yet, that's not what the pasuk says. The pasuk says v'shav, which means Hashem himself will return. But that's not the topic. The topic here is Hashem is restoring us, as it says, es shavusecha. Hashem will restore your captives. So why then does it say v'shav? The correct grammatical form of the word in this context is v'heshiv. Hashem, the subject is Hashem, he will restore your captives. Hashem is speaking to the Jewish people. Some of them are living in Eretz Yisrael, who have already taken advantage of the ability to be in there. And Hashem is addressing the rest of the nation, and Hashem is saying, Hashem will restore the exiles. So the correct grammatical word will be v'heshiv. But that's not what it says. It says v'shav. V'shav means Hashem himself will return. And then it says Hashem is returning. And then it says eshuvuscha. It doesn't fit. So Rashi asked this question. And Rashi says, and here we learn out a principle, that when the Jewish people are in exile, Hashem is also in exile. Imoi anoichi b'tzara. I am together with you in your time of difficulty. And I'm with you. And just as you need to be restored to Eretz Yisrael, I also need to be restored to Eretz Yisrael. So Hashem is saying that what he will do for us, he includes himself in this restoration. I'll read you the words of Rashi very quickly. V'shav, ha'yiloy lichlev, it should have been written, v'heshiv eshavuscha. What is the answer? Rabbi Seinu lomdu mikan, shahashachina kaviyachal shiruya im Yisrael, the tzaras galusam. That Hashem's divine presence is also found with the Jewish people in exile. Uche shenigolin. And when they are redeemed, Hichtiv Geulo Li'atzmai, Hashem writes a redemption for himself, Shehu Yoshuv Imohem,
And then Rashi goes with another interpretation. Now, Onkelis is very short, and Onkelis says two different words. Again, the word Veshav appears twice in the Pasuk. And the first time, Onkelis translates it similar to the word Veheshiv, and the second time he says, it translates it literally, referring to Hashem himself. Okay? Onkelis opens up the question to another degree. The reason why I mention Onkelis is because I have a sefer called Ma'at Tzori. It's a sefer on Onkelis. And there he cites, I never would have known this if not for seeing what it says over there, Rabbi Yehuda HaMedaktik. I believe it's from Rabbi Yehuda the Medaktik. And it's cited by the Radak. The Radak, he cites Rabbi Yehuda HaMedaktik that says an incredible chiddush, a different interpretation of the word Veshav, at least the first time. And he says the word Veshav comes from the word tranquility, of rest, of peace. And in essence, to make a long story short, we're going to say to understand this pasuk in the broader context by taking what Rabbi Yehuda HaMedaktik says together with to embellish what this pasuk is saying according to him, the word Veshav appears here twice. The beginning of the pasuk tells us that when we find ourselves in Galus, throughout history we've been pretty miserable in Galus. We've suffered enormous tragedy, enormous oppression, enormous discrimination. When Hashem will bring Mashiach, Hashem does not want us to come to Eretz Yisrael in a frame of mind of bitterness, of oppression, of suffering. It's a two-step process. We're in exile. We suffer. At the very end of the exile, Hashem will bring upon the Jewish people in exile a sense of peace, serenity. People will be healthy. They will be successful. They will be in a healthy frame of mind. The pasuk says, Veshav, Hashem will bring peace, shalva, peace and serenity. Hashem Elokecha, Hashem will bring upon the Jewish people Eshavuscha V'richanecha. He will bring upon your captives Shalva, peace and serenity. And then Hashem, and have a show upon them mercy. And then we'll begin phase two. What is phase two? The second Veshav, then he will restore, he will bring about our return, he will inspire us together with himself to return physically to Eretz Yisrael. The Kibetzcha will collect us, Mikol Amim, from amongst all the nations, Asher Hefitzcha Hashem Elokecha Shama, which Hashem has dispersed us in these foreign lands. So we have in the pasuk a double expression of the Shav. The first one is a statement that Hashem will bring upon us peace of mind, and then once we're in a state of peace of mind, He will then have mercy upon us, and will then begin the process of restoring us. Let me actually read to you the words of Rabbi Yehuda HaMedaktik. Here is the Sefer Ma'at Sari, who quotes Rabbi Yehuda HaMedaktik, Parashas Kenitzavim. It's in the fourth Aliyah, the beginning of the fourth Aliyah, where the Pasuk says, Veshav, his words are, Das Rabbi Yehuda HaMedaktik, Veshav hu l'shoim hashkoto, peace, tranquility, kiloshon akosav, v'shuva v'nachas toshion. It's a pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Lamed, pasuk Tesvav, v'shuva v'nachas toshion. with peace and calmness will you be redeemed. Another pasuk in Tehillim, Mizmor Chof Gimel, pasuk Gimel, Nafshi Yishoyvev. This is the famous Mizmor. We say this Mizmor, Shalashuris, other times of davening, Nafshi Yishoyvev, Shin Vav Days, same Shoyresh. My neshama is at peace and tranquility. So first Hashem in Golus will bring about peace and tranquility to the Jewish people and show us mercy. And then Hashem will begin the second part of the process, the mobilization, the transfer, the movement of the Jewish people from Golus back to Eretz Yisrael. Okay? So we've learned a beautiful pasuk, a pasuk that says the word Vishav twice. It's very difficult to understand what it means because grammatically speaking, Sybil translation makes it very difficult to understand. We've quoted Rashi, and we've quoted Rav Yehuda HaMedakdik. We've taken both of them together, and to explain the repetition of the word Vishav twice, we've explained that the first one is a state of mind, peace, we will experience in Golus before coming to Eretz Yisrael. And then part two is the mobilization to actually return and to be collected from the ends of the earth, all of the locations where HaKadosh Baruch Hu has dispersed us. Now, I know I've spent a lot of time trying to explain this pasuk the best that I can. It's because of a very important reason. And that is, we're coming now to Rosh Hashanah. In fact, Parashas Nitzavim, Atem Nitzavim, Hayoim. Hayoim is an allusion to Rosh Hashanah. I want to draw your attention to something in the Machzor, in the section of Tekiyas Shofar. Now, in order to appreciate this, you have to find somewhere on your shelf an old Machzor. You're not going to see this in the new Machzorim. I don't know why, but it's not to be found in the new Machzorim. It's not to be found, unfortunately, in the Art Scroll Machzor, very popular. I myself use the Art Scroll Machzor, and many, many versions, many different editions. It's not there, but if you look in an old Machzor, not so old, Koloi, but you have to go up, you know, blow off the dust of some of the old Machzor. You go to the section of Tekiya Shofar, the blowing of the Shofar that we do before Musaf. We know we say Lamatzeach seven times. They make announcements, and then the Baal Tokeh makes the Broch, Asher Kedishan B'mitzvah V'tzivon L'shmoya Kol Shofar. He then makes the Shechiyonu. And then the rabbi, the Makri, calls out, Tekiya, Tekiya. And then the Baal Shofar, the Baal Tokeh, blows the Shofar. He blows the Tekiya, and so on. And this is done three times. There are three sections. There are three different sections of sounds, Tekiya, Shvarim, Truah, Tekiya, three times. Tekiya, Shvarim, Tekiya. And then Tekiya, Truah, Tekiya, three times. If you look in an old Machzor, at the end of the first section and at the end of the second section, it says two letters, Shin Beis, Shav, or maybe it's to be pronounced Shave, Shin Beis. Shave, shave, shove. I'm not sure the correct way to pronounce it. What do these two letters mean? What are they doing here? I don't think any of us ever heard the rabbi call out, shave, after he finishes one section. And in the Machzorim, there's no explanation given as to why it says shave. Why does it say these? Why are these two letters printed after the first two sets of the blowing of the shofar? What are they doing there? And it appears that's the reason why they have been taken out in all of the new Machzorim, because we don't even know why it's there. How did it get there? No one today seems to have the practice of actually saying shave or shav, or the Makri calling out shave or shav. We've never heard this been done before. What is it doing in the Machzor? And I encourage you, please try to find an old machzor and open it up and look at the section where you blow shofar before the Shemona Esrei, and look, you will see Shin Beis. So if you look in some of the, you know, Sfarim that deal with Tekiyah Shofar, you will find they talk about this. And there are many different, very interesting ideas that I've come across as to why these two letters appear. I don't remember them all. I don't remember them now. It's a very beautiful topic of discussion. And I think, if I just to recall from memory, the basic explanation is the Baal Torkeah, he instructs the Makri instructs the Baal Torkeah to sit down, relax, take a break, shave. The pronunciation would be shave, tsere, sit down, relax, take a little break. And during that time, the people in the tzibur, they recite a yehi rotzayim, as it appears in some of the machzorim. They pray to Hashem that Hashem should accept the sound of the shofar. Shave, sit down. The Makri is addressing the one who blows the shofar. You say to him, sit down and relax. I've never seen this done. I doubt anyone here has, but that's possibly how it was done. It was done in some say years ago. I saw another interpretation that the word shave is being addressed to the satan. And you tell the satan, get out. Or stand down, shave. I believe I saw another interpretation where it's being addressed to the people in the tzibur. The Makri says to the people in the shul, everyone now should sit down and reflect and say the Yehi Ratzon. We have to also appreciate that in rabbinic terms, these tekiyos that are said before the Shemona Esrei are called the tekiyos de yeshiva, whereas the tekiyos that are said in Chazaras Hashatz are called the tekiyos de Amida, the standing tekiyos. These are the tekiyos of yeshiva, of sitting. So shave means sit down. Sit down, relax. Okay, so there are different interpretations, and that's really, you know, there are standard interpretations. I think the most standard is it's addressed to the Baal Torkeah. Relax, take a little break now until we go to the second section, and let the people in the shul, in the tzibur, let them reflect and say Tehillim, or to say the Yehi Rotzon that's printed in the Siddur. We don't do that, but that's possible. That seems to be a very satisfying explanation. I would like now, in light of what we have just learned, trying very much to decipher a deeper meaning in the third pasuk, in the fourth aliyah, Perek Lamed, in Parshas Nitzavim, that the two mentions of shave are focusing on the two mentions of the shav in the pasuk. Let us first appreciate that there are many reasons as to why we blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, many reasons. And amongst the reasons, and the many reasons, is it is a bakasha that Moshiach should come. Many shuls on the Paroiches, it says, the pasuk, Teka b'shofar gadol l'cheruseinu. Blow the shofar gadol l'cheruseinu for our freedom. Teka b'shofar gadol l'cheruseinu v'sonneis l'kabetz goluyoseinu v'kabetzeinu yachad me'arba kanfos aretz v'solicheinu kominius li'artzeinu. The blowing of the shofar is a request. It is a reminder of the shofar shel Moshiach. And with the shofar shel Moshiach, we will merit to be collected and transported to Eretz Yisrael to witness the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash and the return of Hashem's divine presence to permanently rest in the Beis HaMikdash, its sanctity will radiate throughout the world and create a very different existence of what we are familiar with today. It's not even something we can fathom of what it means for Hashem's divine presence to rest permanently in Eretz Yisrael. His presence will radiate and uplift the world in ways that are incomprehensible to us today. And that will happen with the blowing of the Shofar of Mashiach. And as we say in davening, we'll be gathered yachad, will be brought with uprightness to our land. I want to suggest this is a derush. This is not necessarily the pshat. After we blow the first round of sounds, we say shov. What we're doing is we're pointing a finger in Parshas Nitzavim, Perek Lamed, Pasuk Gimel. Vishov Hashem Elokecha Eshavusecha Virichamecha. Now that we've blown the first set of rounds, we ask of you to fulfill what you've written in the Torah, that you will vishov, you will bring tranquility, peace, serenity upon your people, the Jewish people who find themselves in exile. V'richanecho, and may you show them mercy. Isn't that what we do when we blow the shofar? It's a bakasha of rachamim to shatter the din with rachamim. And then we resume. We blow the second set of sounds. And when the second set of sounds concludes, it says in the machzor, shov. And that is a request by the tzibur, by the makri, that proceed. Let us now go to the second part of the pasuk in the Tzavim Perek Lamed Pasuk Gimel. Vishav, now that we have achieved tranquility, we are in the proper frame of mind, we can be mobilized and we can return to Eretz Yisrael. Vishav viki betzicha min ho'amim. Asher hefitzicho Hashem Elokecho Shama. And then we blow the third round of sound. And then we recite Pesukim. Look in the Machzor. Ashrei ha'om yoidei serua. Hashem, b'or panecha yehalechun, we will walk. B'shimcha yigilun kol hayom, we will rejoice in your name the entire day. U'vitzitkasecha yarumu, we will be uplifted. Kisif eres uzamoy ota, you are the splendor of our strength. U'vitzoncha otorim karneinu, those pesukim very much touch upon what the pasuk continues to say. The pasuk continues to say, pasuk dalet, in Yiyeh nidacha b'kseh ha'shvayim b'shem nikadeshcha shem lukecha b'shem nikachecha v'yaziyacha. We're going to go b'or p'necha yalecha, and Hashem will bring you Hashem lukecha l'eretz asher yosha v'tzecha v'imishto v'yitivecha v'hirbecha v'yavasecha u'mol Hashem lukecha eslovavcha v'yes lovam zarecha l'ahava es Hashem lukecha b'chol lovavcha v'chol nafshecha l'man chayecha. That's very appropriate. That last pasuk, l'man chayecha, is now what it's all about. Chayim. You see, what I'm trying to suggest is just like in every single machzor and every single tehillah today, when you finish the third set, you recite the psukim, Ashrei ha'om yodei seru Hashem v'nech yaleichun. You know what was part of that set of psukim? To say shav after the first sounds. Shav after the second set of sounds, and then after the third set, Ashrei ha'am yodei serua. What's the shav shav? The shav is a reference to Veshav Hashem Elokecha Shavuscha Birichanecha. The second Vishav is the continuation of Pasuk Gimel. Vishav v'kibetzcha min ha'mikol ha'amim asher efitzcha Hashem alokecha shama. And then asher ha'am yedei sedua Hashem be'arpanecha yahalechun is the continuation of those Pasuk in Pasuk Dalet. Hey, Vav. Ve'heviyacho Hashem alokecha la'aretz asher yoshav v'sach v'rishta. Isn't that what we really say? Hashem be'arpanecha yahalechun. We're just paraphrasing what it says. So in essence, what we've done here tonight is, to review very quickly, we've taken this pasuk here in its Nitzavim, Perek Gimel, Perek Lamed, Pasuk Gimel. We've analyzed an unusual pasuk. Its structure is unusual. It says the word Shav twice. And we've explained the pshat in the pasuk by using Rabbi Yehuda HaMadaktik, or the side of the Radak. And he explains the word, first word, Vishav, means Hashem will bring Nafshi Yishoyvev. Hashem will bring upon the Jewish people in exile peace, serenity, tranquility, nachas, to put us in the right frame of mind. And Hashem will show us mercy. And then the pasuk continues, now when you're in that frame of mind, Vishav, that second Vishav means that there will be a mobilization, a physical movement to return us to Eretz Yisrael. We will come to Eretz Yisrael in a good frame of mind, and Hashem will return with us. And then the Pesukim go on and say that Hashem will gather us from every corner of the world, and we will follow Hashem, and Hashem will circumcise our hearts, and we will live l'man chayecha. Now we've taken note of the fact that in the old Machzorim, and it's hard to find this today in anything that's been printed in the last 40, 50 years, in all the old Machzorim, after the first set of Tekiyos, it says Shin Beis. The second set, it says Shin Beis. And simply it means it was an instruction to the Baal Tekiyah to sit down and take a break while the Tzibur recites the Yehidot Zayin. Or maybe it's an instruction for the people in the shul to sit down in order to demonstrate that these are the Tekiyos de Yeshiva and we're not yet up to the Tekiyos de Amida. Or maybe it's a statement to the Satan. But we have tried to attempt to explain that those two mentions of the word Shav, not Shave, but Shav, is part of the Psukim that we recite at the end of the third section of Ashrei Am Yodei Tzedua. It's a series. It's a series. Part one is Shav. Part two is Shav. Part three is Ashrei Ha'am. And we are alluding to the Pasuk that we've learned tonight in Perek Lamed, Pasuk Gimel, the Nitzavim, V'Shav Hashem Elokecha Shavutzcha. It's a process. After we blow the first set, we've said to Hashem, we've done ours. Now the time has come for you to do yours. V'shav. V'shav Hashem Elokecha Shavuscha V'richa Necha. We proceed. We blow the second set of Kailos. And we say to Hashem, we've done ours. Now it's time for you to do yours. Part two. V'shav v'kibetzlecha mikol ho'amim asher hefitzlecha Hashem Elokecha Shama. And then we blow the third round. And then we say, Ashrei ha'am yodei sru Hashem, ba'or ponecha yahalechun. The time has come for you to do part three, to circumcise our hearts and bring us blessing so that we come to a state of la'ahavu as Hashem ulchecha, to love Hashem, your God, b'chol levavecha v'chol nafshecha, thank you for listening. I know this is a long share. I thank you for listening, those who still made it to the end. And thank you for coming and listening, and may we all merit the blessings that accompany the blowing of the shofar, and a shana toiva umisuka, a sweet new year of blessing, of bounty, success, and nachas. And Mir Tzashem, we still have more time to learn together next week in Mir Tzashem. But in the meantime, have a wonderful evening and a very pleasant, successful week ahead. Thank you for listening, and good night.